We're joined this morning by Olivia Willis, a health reporter for the ABC, to talk more about this. Thank you so much for joining us.
No worries. Good morning.
So, Olivia, why are these calcium and vitamin D supplements not necessarily useful for a healthy adult on the daily?
Well, traditionally, calcium and vitamin D supplements are normally administered for osteoporosis, for older adults, kind of for the prevention and treatment of it. And previously, the studies and research that have been done on them have kind of produced some conflicting results. So not long ago, some researchers did a kind of broad review of all of the research literature, and they published a new kind of study in the Medical Journal of Australia, which found that, broadly speaking, they're not really necessary, as you say, for healthy adults. And in some cases, calcium supplements might actually be doing a bit more harm than good.
Right. And when you talk about this harm, what sort of form does that take?
So it's been, in some cases, they're kind of, calcium supplements have been associated with gastrointestinal kind of symptoms, as you mentioned. So things like constipation and bloating, kidney stones, that kind of thing. There's a little bit of research to show that they may increase the risk of heart attack, although that's the jury's still kind of out on that. Vitamin D supplements, they, on the other hand, they kind of are not known to really cause adverse health outcomes. There's some evidence that taken in very, very high doses, they can increase the risk of falls and fractures, which is essentially why people take them to prevent that. So that's kind of an interesting finding. But generally, they're pretty harmless, but they also don't do a whole lot for people that are healthy.
So in the case of vitamin D, it's more a case of like not much good, but not much bad. And calcium may be actually actively bad and not particularly useful.
Yeah, exactly.
And you mentioned osteoporosis earlier as a particular condition where it's traditionally kind of been considered from both calcium and vitamin D supplements being administered at the same time. Mm-hmm. What sort of evidence exists for this effect, the effectiveness of these supplements and for that particular condition?
Well, that's kind of what they were looking at. So they basically found that for, I guess, taking them for the prevention of it if you're a healthy adult is not really necessary. There are some cases where some of the newer osteoporosis drugs that are on the market have only really been tested alongside taking calcium and vitamin D. So in those instances, people should kind of continue to take them. And I guess the caveat with all of this is if you're taking supplements, particularly if you have osteoporosis or, you know, you've been given that guidance from your doctor, you should, of course, speak to your GP before stopping. But yeah, really basically they found that unless you are deficient in, say, vitamin D or calcium, then those supplements are not going to have a whole lot of effect. They're not going to make your bones stronger. They're not going to reduce the risk of fractures, that kind of thing, even with people, even in people with osteoporosis.
And I know we've touched on this a little bit, but with vitamin D, when exactly might they be justified?
So vitamin D supplementation is normally advised for older people who are quite frail and in some cases for people who cover their bodies for religious or cultural reasons who aren't getting vitamin D through the sun, which is our best source of it. For everyone else, you know, there's some talk that vitamin D is becoming increasing, deficiency is becoming more common as people spend more time inside offices and so on. And a lot of people do take vitamin D as kind of a general tonic for their health. But really, the research is not strong for that. And the best way to get it is really just spending a bit of time in the sun every day. You obviously in Australia have to balance that with being sun smart. But for most people, I guess for people with kind of fair skin, about 5 to 15 minutes in the sun most days would kind of get your vitamin D amount that you need. And then for people with darker skin, it's a little bit more than that.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning.